Holy Spirit be thick as a fog in this place today. I want to start off with saying congratulations with the Pope family and the Campion family. God bless you guys. God bless you. May God bless Andrew and Bianca, wherever they are, onto the honeymoon, onto greater things. And I pray that the Lord also be with me as I prepare my time of wedding planning. When I see their beautiful wedding, I see myself and I see my beautiful Samantha walking down and how she's gonna be dressed up. And I'm just so excited for that moment. And this time period is very stressful and there's lots of things going on, lots of clashes and conflicts. And one thing I find myself going back to almost every day is that I need the Lord's wisdom. That if it's not the Lord guiding my steps, everything is in vain. I need the Lord to teach me what to do, to know how to think, how to speak, how to talk, how to walk. And I think that's something we can all apply in our own lives today. And wisdom is a beautiful thing because everyone wants wisdom, and it's a good thing. It goes into all aspects of our lives. Doesn't matter if you're wedding planning as I am, or you're going to eat a hot dog at Costco tomorrow. It's all about everyone can obtain this. Everyone can use this. And it's very useful for the present issues that we have today and the future issues that we're going to have tomorrow. It goes into our decisions that we make, the relationships that we get into, our family, how we deal with family issues and resolve them, and how we deal with things in the church. And wisdom should be at the center of all these things. But a lot of times I feel like when we have stress, when there's conflicts, it's because it's lacking somewhere, whether it's from us or from a third party. And I feel like if we just have this wisdom in our life, the Lord wants to give us life and life abundantly. And the way we do that is by having wisdom and understanding what the will of God is. And even into this sermon, if the Lord is not giving me wisdom into this sermon, it is in vain. The builders build in vain. And so I pray this whole week, and I pray and I sit down, Lord God, I pray that you give me wisdom, that I may speak the words only you have in store for this place today, Lord God. Not any wisdom that I have, Lord God, because if it's my wisdom, it's in vain. And so, going to the subject of wisdom, there's only two ways that we seek wisdom. And it's very simple. Either we seek wisdom from God or apart from God. And the beautiful thing about being human is that God gives us a chance. He does not want us to be robotic. He wants to give us a chance, a choice. And it says in Psalms chapter 81, verse 10 to 12, it says, "For it was I, the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it with good things. But no, my people would not listen. Israel did not want me around, so I let them follow their own stubborn desires, living according to their own ideas." And two things really stuck out to me when I was reading this passage was, it says in verse 10, "Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it with good things." And we know that wisdom is a very good thing. But the second part I see here, verse 11, "But my people would not listen. They did not want me around." And that's the second part, is that we grow very stubborn. It's a good thing the Lord wants to give it to us, but we will not receive it if we are stubborn. And I believe we don't receive these things for two more reasons. If you look at the Israelites, we see that they forgot the Lord's sovereignty and doubted that he will provide. And that we see maybe matters from our own earthly perspective instead of the way the Lord wants us to see things. So, as we listen to this message, I want us to understand an overall theme. That God wants to give us good things, amen? He wants to give us good things. But we are the ones hindering ourselves from receiving what God wants to give us, possibly by being stubborn, by giving to temptations, by being dragged away by our own desires. But ultimately, the Lord wants to give us wisdom in all aspects of our lives, whether it's wedding planning, whether it's being with friends, whether it's with family in the church, But the devil is very sneaky, and he's very clever. But I thank the Lord Almighty for having a fortress who is much more clever than the devil, who is so much more clever than all the lies of the devil that he comes towards us. That the devil might come with all these weapons to tear down our fortress, but I say thank you, Jesus, for that man on the cross that has the Holy Spirit living inside of me now, whose fortress is much stronger than any weapon from the devil. And we know that the Bible is much more than words, but it is power to save our very own souls. And that's why when we look into the Bible, when we see this, when we see wisdom and how it's a beautiful thing and how it can combat every lie from the devil, I want us to understand that it's a good thing. God wants to give it to us, but we have to do our own parts. And so, like I said, wisdom comes from two parts, whether it's from God or it's away from God. And that's going to be my first point, the wisdom that comes from God. I'm going to be reading from James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. James says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver. For a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything you do." And so the first part, I believe, that we have to understand about wisdom and about combating the lies the devil has for us, whether your business will not be successful, whether this relationship is going to crumble, whether I don't know what to do in my church right now, is that we have to understand that we need wisdom in our lives. And the way that we have wisdom in our lives is by humbling ourselves and asking God, "Lord God, I just need wisdom in my life, Jesus. I just need wisdom, Lord God. I don't need it from somewhere else, Lord God. The issues that are in my family, the issues that are in my church, the issues that are in my workplace, Lord God, if you are not at the center of the solution, Lord God, it's going to fail." And that's something I think we have to understand, is that wisdom is a good thing. It's something the Lord wants to give us. For if we ask God, he will not give us conservatively. It says he will give us liberally, much. And I believe this passage pairs very beautifully with Proverbs 1:7. We all know what Proverbs 1:7 says. "For the fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge." And what I like about this is it parallels a verse later on in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where it brings up the word foundation. And I like that word foundation because it says, like Paul, that I built a very good foundation, which was Christ. And so I believe we see some parallels with Christ being the foundation, and also the fear of the Lord is the foundation. Foundation of what? It's the foundation of wisdom. And in this foundation, as Paul parallels in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you can build it with all sort of things. You can build it with gold, with silver, with hay, with wood. But nowadays, it's how do you build this wisdom nowadays? Through prayer, through fasting, through Bible reading, very good things. But also a very good thing is that the Holy Spirit lives inside people, and he speaks through people, whether they be through a podcast, through a book, or even through something very simple, something very contemporary as Instagram Reels, that the Lord wants to work. The Lord is able to work through all forms of media, whether it's literature, whether it's writing, whether it's social. The Lord is able to work. I do not put my God into a box that says the God can only speak through if I read the word. The Lord can speak through a brother. Say, you need help right now. The Lord can speak through a brother right now and say, you need wisdom in your life right now. And where do you find wisdom? Through the Lord. And so all these things build on top of the foundation. And all these things have to be rooted on this foundation, which is the fear of the Lord, which now we know is rooted in Christ. And mixing these two passages together, what we see is that through God, wisdom is found. And that's a very simple but a life-changing concept. I don't know where you find wisdom today, whether it's through a therapist, whether it's through friends, whether it's through your parents. But through God, wisdom is found for all your issues that you need to go through. Whether it's you're having a baby soon or you're getting married soon, God is at the center of that wisdom, and we have to come with humble hearts and ask this question for ourselves. Is the wisdom, quote-unquote, wisdom that we have from God, is it rooted in the fear of the Lord? And something we need to understand, that if it's not from God, it's either not wisdom, or it was never found in the first place. That the wisdom you have is either folly, as the Bible says, or the wisdom you think you have, you do not have. And when the trials of life comes and you have to be rooted in something and it's not based on Christ, it's not based on the fear of the Lord, you will crumble. And that's a hard reality we have to understand, that when we do our business, when we talk to our friends, if everything does not lead to Christ, if everything is not rooted through the power of the Holy Spirit, if it's not Spirit-led, it's going to crumble. And that's the first point, is wisdom from God. And I think a lot of times what we see is the second point, is the wisdom apart from God. We see many examples of this in the Bible. We see with the Tower of Babel, people thinking they're wise, going up to God. We see it with Saul. After Samuel dies, he goes to a medium. He goes to pretty much a prophet, a witchcraft person, and he says, conjure up Samuel, for I need to speak with him. And it leads to his destruction, tells him that he is going to be destroyed. And with all these examples, I want to go back to the first example that we see of someone seeking wisdom apart from God. And I'll be going to Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. The woman, Eve, has a conversation with Satan in the garden. And it says here, verse 6, the woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and it looked delicious. And listen here. And she wanted the wisdom it would give to her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. And I think a lot of times we are like Eve in this situation, is that we see something is beautiful and maybe we get convinced that it's the right thing to do. Maybe through some means of away from God, we say, this looks like a good thing. Will I consult the Lord for this? No, it looks like a good thing. And something I want to point out here is very beautifully, not very interesting here. It says, the woman was convinced. I think a lot of times when we seek wisdom, we rationalize it in our heads, because if you don't rationalize it in our heads, you wouldn't be doing it, especially if it's on the topic of wisdom, right? You want to be wise about obtaining wisdom. So it says here that she was convinced. And who and how did this thing convince them? It was the devil and his questions. Like I said, the devil is a very sneaky man, sneaky spirit. And he comes in our minds with questions. And if you track all your sins this week, I pray no one falls into sin this week. Amen? But if anyone goes to sin and they're able to analyze and take a step back with a sober mind and be like, how did I fall into this sin? I almost guarantee you that it all started with a question. And the devil comes in our lives with a foothold through a question. Is it bad if I do a thing? Is it bad if I do this thing this way? Listen to these two questions, and I think we go through it all the time. Can I get away with it? Who will see? But as Pastor Colleen said, everything that we do, God sees. Even before we were born, every single day of our lives was written in the book of life. Every single thing. Me standing on the Avon, Pastor Colleen sitting three seats away. Everything was ordained by God. And the devil wants us to go apart from his wisdom. The devil wants us to be far away from God. And how he does it is through a sneaky question. And I think we need to analyze the way the devil works. And it's through questions. And so an applicable step that we can do, step one, is that we don't entertain those questions from the level. As soon as they come into our minds, we rebuke them in Jesus' mighty name. We repent, Lord God, for having those thoughts. We rebuke them, and we replace them with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that gives us wisdom, that gives us life, and life abundantly. For we know the devil has come here to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has come here to give us life, and life abundantly. And how we do that? It is through wisdom. And I say, thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit living inside of us, Jesus. That gives me life, and life abundantly, Lord God. I say, thank you, Jesus. And so that's the second thing is wisdom apart from God, and how it happens is through questions, it's through lies, it's through falling in temptation. But we have to go back to first point, which is the wisdom from God. And it's very simple. And it's saying, Lord God, I'm humbling myself and I'm just asking you, Lord God, you won't give with reproach, but you give liberally to your people that ask. And I say, thank you that I have such a generous God. I look at Lamentations 3 and it says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. He is faithful even today. He is faithful to give us wisdom. The God 2,000 years ago is still the God working today. And I say, thank you, Jesus, that he's the same God. And I want to leave us with this passage. Proverbs 23:23 says here, buy the truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. Two questions for you and a call of action I have. Please listen. Where are we buying our wisdom from? Is it from the world or is it from God? And what are we buying? Are we buying into folly or are we buying into wisdom from God? And so my call to action today that I want us to leave home with is this. Open wide your mouth and let God fill it with good things. Amen. Be blessed, church.